Hello, everybody, and welcome to another half hour of Just Jazz, a concert in jazz, and presenting some of the finest organizations and soloists in America. Gene Norman, our regular impresario, won't be with us again tonight, but his friend Frank Bull, who is also a connoisseur of what's what in the music world of today, will take his place. As I mentioned last week, Frank collaborated with Gene in presenting the Dixieland Jubilee Jazz Concert that you are about to hear at the Pan Pacific Auditorium here in Hollywood. So, he'll take over now and present our program of Just Jazz. And here he is, our master of ceremonies, Frank Bull.
Thanks, Neil, and hiya, gang. In looking out of our little booth off stage here in the Pan Pacific, I see a tremendous audience waiting for the show to commence. So, if during the course of our concert you happen to hear a bit of echo and crowd noise, it's due to the very large audience and, of course, the huge auditorium. It might be interesting to note that in these jazz concerts, the tunes you hear are not restricted as to time. The artists are entirely free to develop their own ideas as they feel them. And now a fast rundown on the talent you're about to hear. Well, there's Marvin Ash at the piano, Joe Euchel on trombone, Zooty Singlin on the tubs, Country Washburn playing the tuba, Matty Matlock on clarinet, George Van Epps on guitar, Artie Shapiro playing bass, and Wingy Manone, that great trumpet player from New Orleans, Wingy Manone and his Dixieland band. I see they're ready now, and here they go.
If you'd like to know, I don't want to swing on your island more. Oh, Capra, on the aisle, I'm dressed up in the latest style. Bring me a trumpet, that's a little trumpet, won't you bear with me? We're going to knock you off the island, Captain. ¶¶ Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I knew by the time you did all that applauding with all them 35 bands came on before me, you'd probably wear out all your hands by now. So you don't have to applaud no more, just holler. You got anything left up there? You got some pop bottles? You got some hammers? I got a treat for you coming up. This is the only time you can get away with murder, and now is the time. I wrote a little book called Trumpet on the Wing. Everybody's in this book but Gal and Barter. The only reason why that cat ain't in this book is because he ain't got his boots on. And if him and I would have had anything at all in common, I'd have been delighted to put his moniker. Wait for the punchline, will you please? In the book. So we're gonna give you our idea and a little synopsis on Trumpet on the Wing. Don't forget and buy that book because I need some new royalties. Yeah, now. I hope so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wingy. That wingman known as One Man Whirlwind.
Yes, sir.
What you just heard was a sensational arrangement of Isle of Capri with Wingy doing the vocal and all those comments throughout it, and then Trumpet on the Wing, the same title of his recent book that he just told you about. And Wingy once more took care of the vocal end, and that brings us now once again to part two of our concert in Just Jazz. I see the artists taking their respective places on the stage now. There's Irvin Cajun Verrett on the slip horn, Stan Reichman at the piano, Doc Rando, that man from New Orleans, playing clarinet, Nate Casebeer on cornet, Artie Shapiro on bass again, as well as that great artist, Zooty Singleton, on the skins once more. And Nappy Lamar playing the guitar, leading his band. Nappy Lamar, his band of jazz. I see they're ready now, and here they go.
Fall on your knees and pray for the good Lord to come.
You just heard Nappy Lamar take the vocal on the Milk Cow Blues, and then Nappy and his boys gave us their rendition of Chinatown, in which Zooty Singleton took off on a drum solo that was out of this world. You agree? I can see my little booth off stage with Wingy Minone and his band are coming back. They'll wrap up in true Dixieland style the third and last part of our concert in Just Jazz. Wingy Minone is a very capable master of ceremonies as well as a great artist, so he'll more than likely tell you the titles of the next numbers you're about to hear. They've taken their places now. They're ready. Here we go with Wingy Minone and his Dixieland band.
And now we're going to play one of our latest recordings on the Capitol. I wish I could simulate. Think about this piece. Now you know what, big boy, if I could shake my cake, I'd never come home too late. I'd be right home, all time to hear a play. Oh, wait till next baby time. And all the boys in the neighborhood, no sleep rocking this part of it. I'm not late, but I'll be up late when I swing. Like old cake, big fat cake. Come here, doctor. because when the saints go marching in. Brother Higginbottom coming down the aisle is trampled.
On the face of our timepiece has a habit of going around and not even stopping for just jazz. So I've got to break in right in the middle of Wingy Manone's When the Saints Come Marching In and say that I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, we'd really appreciate it if you'd stop whatever you're doing right now for a couple of minutes and drop us a letter or a postcard and tell us about it. This is your program, so we'd like to know what you really think about it. Address all mail to Just Jazz, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Remember, when you want to hear the very best, you'll be hearing Just Jazz. So until next week, when we're back again, same time, same station, this is your host, Frank Bull, saying the best of everything to all of you. And as Gene would say, so long for a while.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.